Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford, bringing you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We want to welcome all of our first-time listeners across the globe. Thank you, thank you, thank you for participating with us today. We invite you to have a seat at the breakfast table. The breakfast for champions is about to be served by the Holy Ghost. There is no time and distance in the spirit. So we can get together on this form of fellowship. It's a beautiful thing, knowing that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We pray that everybody's having a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful holiday. Amen. As we are celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we are wrapping up the last few days in this year, that if the Lord tarry, amen, we will step into a new day, a new month, a new week, and a brand new spanking year. Amen. So we give God praise and we give God glory and honor for everything he has already done, what he is doing right now, and even the things yet to be revealed. Amen. We've been talking over the last few days, amen, about becoming a God seeker. And we're finding out, amen, that the Bible has so much to say about those who seek him. As we celebrated Jesus and the discovery of Jesus by the wise men, as they travel from a far distance, we don't know how long they travel, but they travel for a far distance, amen. But they were seeking Jesus, and they found him. They didn't turn around. They didn't give up. They didn't quit. Amen. But they found baby Jesus. Amen, beloved, because they was determined to do so. They sought him. They sought to find him. And so, beloved, amen, that is the attitude that wins our God over. Amen. Because he tells us, amen, that God is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. See, God rewards seekers. So we know that when we seek God, that our seeking is not in vain. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But we are actually honoring God. Hallelujah. When we are seeking, we are attempting to find something. Glory be to God. We are attempting or desire to obtain something to achieve. See, glory be to God. And this is what the attitude, the Lord wants us to become seekers. He tells us that we have not because we ask not, but when we ask, we shall receive. And when we seek, come on somebody, that's right, we shall find. Amen. This morning, I want to draw your attention to the book of Jeremiah, chapter number 29, Jeremiah 29 and 12. Amen. And Father, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart is acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. And it reads, then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and I will restore your fortunes and gather you from all the nations and all the places where I have driven you, declares the Lord. And I will bring you back to the place from which I sent you into exile. Beloved, you see here, right here, glory be to God. Here it is. Here it is. Glory be to God. We could really close on this scripture right here, Jeremiah 29 and 12. Beloved, and we're told in Matthew that if we seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, that all these other things shall be added unto us. We see here, beloved, also in Jeremiah number 29, where the Lord says, when you seek me, not only, God is not playing hide and seek with us, okay? But whenever we seek God with all of our heart, amen, in diligence, all the way, amen, desperate for him, we're as a deer that panteth after the water. The Lord says that when we seek him, we're going to find him. When we seek him with all of our heart, you cannot find God half-hearted. You cannot serve God half-hearted. But when you put all of you in it, you will find God. And the Lord says, when you find me, he said, your fortunes are going to be restored. Anybody need their fortunes restored? Raise your hand and your feet. The devil been stealing from you all year long. Matter of fact, not only this year, amen, we going back for a long time now. God says he will restore the years that the cankerworm, the locust, the palmer worm, amen, all of them wormy. Some of us have been pretty wormy. We've been wormed out. See? Then them worms coming, amen, to steal, amen, our joy, steal our peace, steal our relationships, steal our health, steal our money, huh? Well, guess what, beloved? See what happens when you are a seeker? Amen. Because God richly rewards those who diligently seek him, according to Hebrews chapter number 11, God said, I'm going to restore your fortunes. See? And you've been looking on this way and how you're going to get this way, and you conniving and come on now, and thinking thoughts you shouldn't be thinking, huh? When all you have to do is seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. So you seeking the wrong people. You seeking the wrong, baby, you in the wrong lottery line. You hear what I'm saying? Well, let me tell you something. When you seek God, you're going to hit the lottery because he is the lottery. I'm not talking about no Pennsylvania lottery right now. I'm talking that he is the lottery. Glory be to God. The blessings of the Lord make it rich, and he has no sorrow to it. You're seeking the wrong thing, boo. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When we read, beloved, hallelujah, I think it's Psalms 100. Glory be to God. Let us go there this morning. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. No, it's not Psalms 100. Psalms 24 is what I want. Yeah, it's Psalms 24. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So verse 7. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up forever, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Look at verse number 9, beloved. Lift up your heads, ye gates. Lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Lift your heads. You're looking in the wrong direction, saints. You're looking to the east, you're looking to the west, you're looking in back of you, you're looking beneath you, you're looking everywhere but within you, and looking up to the King of glory. God said, I'm going to do this thing. God said, I'm the one, I'm the miracle worker. People are going to be scratching their heads. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened. I don't know how they got that blessing. I don't know what happened here. Huh? The Lord said, I did it. I did the miracle. People was making preparations for your funeral. They still had the investors combing up and down your block because they already knew that your house was next up for foreclosure. They was trying to calculate their bid. Huh? Then on foreclosure day, they get a notice, amen, sale canceled. What? Huh? Bill collectors ready to rush in on you. Hallelujah. Next day they find out, glory, you're a multimillionaire. What? God said, I'm going to do this. Why? Because man's extremity is God's opportunity to work. It might be impossible with man, but not with God, because with God, all things are possible. But God rewards seekers, beloved. He just ain't going to bless you just to be blessing you. Yeah, I'm saved. So, what? Yeah. Well, you living for him? You following him? You seeking him? Well, don't take all that. Yes, because God knows I'm human. God knows I got needs. I got to get my groove on. I mean, it's New Year. Go on with all your rhetoric. Just go ahead, baby. Knock yourself out. Glory be to God. Hebrews here, beloved, the Bible says there's a way that seemeth right to a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. Hallelujah. Glory. We have a responsibility. Hallelujah. God is holding us accountable. And I know you don't want to be held accountable, beloved, because somebody told you that you can live any kind of way you want to live. Don't worry about it. You still, when you die, you still going to heaven. God got you. Just go ahead. Now, you know in your heart of heart that don't sound right. Well, what's the purpose of you getting saved in the first place if you still going to run around with the devil, going to bed with the devil, huh? Eating with the devil, going out to dinner, going to the bar, going to the club with the devil, torn between two lovers. But you love God on Sundays. You love God when you get around the church folks. But soon as the church folks go home, huh? You sneaking around with the devil. Now, you know what the Bible says. Did he rather you be hot or cold? He said, because if you're lukewarm, he's going to spit you out, boo. Huh? Look here. Hebrews 11:6. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists. And listen to this, saints. I'm not coming to you with my own doctrine because I don't have none. I'm not coming to you with my own scripture because I don't have it. I'm not coming to you with my own words. I don't have none. God, take my breath away. I ain't saying nothing. But the word of the Lord says that God is a rewarder of those who earnestly seek him. Are you a God seeker? The wise men came seeking Jesus, and wise men and women still seek him. The question is, are you wise or not? Beloved, the Bible says that the Lord would not have you ignorant. Now, ignorant is not really a negative word. It's that much. It's not what a lot of people think it is. Amen. It's not a curse word. When someone is ignorant, you're saying that you don't know. You just don't know. You just don't know the truth. You don't know the way. You don't know the life. You don't know. God says it's not his will for you to be ignorant. His people perish for a lack of knowledge. See, but beloved, it is avoidable. Amen. We walk by faith. Somebody say we walk by faith. Hallelujah. Not by sight. Glory be to God. 1 Chronicles 28:9. And you, Solomon, my son, know the God of your father and serve him with a whole heart and with a willing mind. Somebody underline that word, whole heart and willing mind. For the Lord searches all hearts and understands every plan and thought. Now, listen to this last sentence, beloved. If you seek him. It didn't say when you seek him, because God knows everybody's not going to seek him. They don't want God. They just want to go to heaven when they die. That's all they really want. But far as seeking God, oh, glory be to God. Mm-mm. They ain't in it all like that. No, why? Because the flesh is in control. See, you want to gratify the flesh. See, in your secret closet. But God says, amen, whatever you do in secret, beloved, is going to be exposed publicly. It's just a matter of time. My grandmother used to always say, well, don't come out in the wash, gonna come out in the rinse. Huh? If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, you are forever. You see that, beloved? And this is why the scripture says we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Jesus said, if you be ashamed of me, I'm going to be ashamed of you. The Lord said, if you seek me, you go. Now, isn't that a reassuring? Because sometimes we seek things for love and we don't find it. Some of us never found those. My mother still, some shoes disappeared from my house. She don't know where the shoes went. She still, huh? Some of us still looking for money. We put up. We forgot where we put it. Keys, you know what I mean? You hid it from yourself. See? Never find it. I know some people right now looking for their children. Haven't seen their children. They just looking, can't find them, huh? But God don't play those type of games. See? When you seek for God, eventually, when you seek for God, like you serious about finding God's will, the will of God in this situation, the mind of God in this situation, the direction of God in this situation. Glory, beloved, See, when regardless of what situation you're in right now, you're trying to find God in your situation, be it a good situation or a bad situation. See, you're seeking God. What is the purpose of God? Well, God, what you're trying to say to me, what you want to do? God, what is your will? God, I want to know. Why? Because I want your will to be my will. That's why Jesus was seeking. He said the will of God for the glory of God. See, a lot of times, beloved, we want the will of God, but it's for our glory. That's why in the last day, he's going to say, well, Lord, didn't I prophesy in your name? And Lord, didn't you see me feeding the poor? And Lord, didn't you see me visiting the incarcerated? Yeah, you was doing the will of God, but it wasn't for the glory of God. You was doing the will of God for your glory. So you can go back and they can patch, yeah, that sister Lulu, I'm telling you, she out there in the battlefield. You looking for pats on the back. Ain't going to be highly disappointed if somebody don't mention your name. Yeah, they gave the ministry a check for $10,000. Woo, yeah, because how they know? You done told everybody. Nah, baby, uh-uh. That's all the rewards you're going to get. So you might as well enjoy, amen, hallelujah, the accolades. That's all you're going to get. Huh? Because you didn't do it for the glory of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 4:29. But from there you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him. Somebody needs to underline that. You're going to find him now. Look, let me tell you something. It didn't happen yesterday. Didn't happen today. But let me tell you something. You press on, baby. You're going to find God. You're going to find justice. Justice. Glory be to God. It will be revealed. Why? Because seeking first God's kingdom and his righteousness, what is his righteousness? Joy, love, and peace. Righteousness. But the kingdom of God, wait a minute, let me get this scripture, glory be to God, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory be to God, hallelujah, wait a minute, I think you find it in Romans 14:17, I think that's it, let me see, amen, Romans chapter 14, and I think verse number 17, if I remember, there it is, thank you, Holy Ghost, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Can somebody get the Lord an amen on this morning? Can somebody get the Lord an amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So he's telling them here, beloved, amen. And Deuteronomy, hallelujah, he said, but you will seek the Lord your God, and when you seek God with your whole heart. Somebody say, look, it's time to give the Lord all. Beloved, as we enter, amen, hallelujah, and about to enter into a brand new month and a brand new day, a brand new year, if the Lord tarries. Let's not get too excited now. Let's not get too excited. Let's say, if the Lord be willing, huh? Glory be to God. God says, amen, that you will find him when you search for him with all of your heart, mind, and soul. Beloved, do you want to know God? That's a question that you got to answer. This is not the answer to me. You got to answer that. Because to tell the truth, beloved, your answer might really be no. I really don't want to know God. All right? When Jesus asked Peter, who do men say that I am? See? And Peter gave Jesus all these answers. Some say you Elijah. Some say that he's all right. Good, Peter. Now, who do you say that I am? Beloved, this is tell the truth and shame the devil. Do you really want to know God, or knowing God might interfere in your love life? It might interfere in your monetary decisions. Knowing God might wait a minute. God, you welcome to my house, but will you please stay put in the living room? Please, Lord, don't come up the steps to the bedroom. Oh, God, now wait a minute, God. God, please, not that closet. Now, you can go in any closet in this house, but not that closet. Now, this is my little personal stash over here. Now, you free, Lord, you free. Eat all the food you want, but now that liquor over there. Now, Lord, I don't share my liquor. Yeah, I'm laughing, beloved. Amen. You got love. You know why I'm laughing? Because we know it's true. So the question is that you have to answer, beloved, as we wind this year up, and God help us to see the end of this day and the end of this month and the end of this year. You answer the question. Let that be your New Year resolution breaker question. Do I want to know God? Huh? They used to sing a song, oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. What about you, beloved? What about you? God promised the Israelites that they would find him when they searched for him with all their hearts and all their souls. Your soul, beloved, that's your will, your mind, your emotions. That is you. You are a spirit. You possess a soul. You live in a body. The soul is you. That's you. Glory be to God. That's the thing. Look, let me tell you something. Your soul is eternal, too. Now, we ain't say which end of the spectrum. You determine that. You determine what end of the spectrum. Huh? God is knowable. That's what the Lord wants us to know, that he is knowable. You can get to know him. There's some people you're not going to never get to know in this world. They ain't going to let you come close enough. They don't trust you. You ain't coming close. You have no. Them top people right, the Elon Musk's and, you know, and all them other people, the Jeff Bezos and some other people in that category, only very few people get in. They ain't going to let you know them. But let me tell you something. God who has all the power, all the clout, huh? All the resources. He is very knowable, and he wants to be known. But we have to want to know him. That's the point that we're missing. It ain't going to happen by osmosis. It just ain't going to happen anyhow. You got to want to know him to know him. See? Acts of service and worship must be accompanied by sincere love from the heart. And this is why I shared with you Hebrews 11:6, beloved. Amen. That says anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. You got to underline that word earnestly. We're not talking about no half-hearted dedication. You know, you serving God when things going right, when things don't go right, you got to think about it. How dare you? Suppose God had to think about blessing you every time you messed up. Huh? And some of us mess up quite frequently. Huh? What if he had that attitude towards us? Glory be to God. Those who pursue a relationship with God will most certainly gain one. That's the message that God wants us to know. He said, you can have it. Just ask me. Ask, and you have not because you're asking now. Seek and ye shall find. Come on, somebody. Come on, come on, come on. Hallelujah. God, hallelujah, reward seekers. The wise men was rewarded. Why? Because they received salvation and they received direction all in the same time. The angels came and said, all right, don't go back that way now. If you go back that way, the herald going to get you now. He going to get you because he's looking for you. See? But they knew how to go back home safely because they had the direction of the Holy Ghost. Didn't I Psalms 32 and 8 says, and I will instruct thee and lead thee and guide thee in the way that thou shalt go? Yes. Why? Because you are a God seeker. Because you acknowledge me in all of your ways. Ah, my God. Glory be to God. You wait for my approval. You wait for my direction. Glory be to God. You're not running ahead of me. And then you want me to bless everything. Glory be to God. Huh? Will God bless it after you mess it up? Of course he will. But what about all the consequences now? What about all the consequences that you got to suffer that could have been avoided if you had just did it God's way? That's why the songwriter says, wait. I will wait on the Lord. Huh? Because in seeking him, beloved, sometimes the Lord tells you to wait. You know, it takes a lot of faith to wait. We're talking about moving. Faith is an action word, and faith is an action word. But it takes faith sometimes to wait when the Holy Spirit is telling you to just chill out. I got something for you. I'm behind the curtains. I'm sitting behind the scenes. I'm setting it up. The stage is being set up just for you. Hold on. Glory be to God. The last scripture I want to share with you on this morning, beloved, amen, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Well, maybe not the last, but we close to it. Matthew 7:7. Y'all already know that one. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and you will find, not, and it will be opened unto you. Beloved, Jesus tells us to persist in prayer. Persist. Well, I prayed yesterday. Pray again. Pray till something happens. You know, glory be to God. That's the acronym for PUSH, P-U-S-H. Pray until something happens. Persist in prayer. Glory be to God. People often give up after a few half-hearted efforts to pray. And then they conclude that God doesn't listen. Yeah, well, I prayed about it. Yeah, well, I prayed. I fell asleep, you know, while I was praying, you know, but I still did pray because, you know, God know my heart. We talked about that this morning on our 5 a.m. service. Yeah, God know your heart. That's the point of the matter. What does he know? And you fell asleep talking to God, but I bet you ain't fall asleep watching that 2-hour movie. I bet you didn't fall asleep on your 2 hours for social media. I bet you they didn't fall asleep. Now, all of a sudden, you just sleepy-headed. God knows. Half-hearted. You ain't seeking him. You're a half-hearted seeker. And then you want to get disappointed when your blessings come in half-hearted. We don't want no half-hearted blessings, but we seeking God half-hearted. Beloved, this is a sermon here aiming for self-examination, because he said, if you judge yourself, you not be judged. Beloved, are we a seeker? Are we a half-hearted seeker? What type of seeker are we, if we are a seeker at all? Because it looked to me like that's the only people God rewarding, those who diligently seek him. Communication with God in prayer takes faith, it takes focus, and it takes follow-through. For those of you taking notes today, faith, focus, and follow through. And Jesus has assured us that we will be rewarded as we develop a deep relationship with him. Beloved, don't give up in your efforts to seek God. Don't give up. Don't give up. I don't know who I'm talking to. I don't know who I'm talking to. I don't know, but you're getting a little weary and well-doing. You're getting a little lazy. Oh, yeah, you're getting a little slowful now. Yeah, you're getting a little slowful now. Yeah, the spirit is willing. The flesh is weak, and your flesh is taking over. Glory be to God. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. In due season, ye shall reap if you faint not. Don't give up. Hallelujah. Continue to ask God for more knowledge, more patience, more wisdom, more love, and more understanding. And he will give these things to you. Yes, he will. He's a good father. He know how to give good gifts to his children. The more you talk to him, the more you will be able to recognize his voice when he speaks to you. He said his sheep know his voice. Why? Because of fellowship. Now, my daughters can call me. They don't have to say, hey, Ma, this Nia. They don't have to introduce themselves because I know their voice. Why? Because of fellowship. Now, some other people call. Like I say, excuse me, my ass who's calling, because I don't recognize the voice. But see, beloved, when we spend time with the Lord and seek God and we have fellowship with him, oh, there's no ambiguity here. The devil can't pull one over to the day. We know this is God because we know God's voice. There are many voices out in the world, the book of Romans tell us, but we know God's voice. See, and God will never contradict his will, number one, but we know God. He said, my sheep know my voice, but you're not going to know his voice if you don't have fellowship. You could be in a crowded mall, and somebody you love, a spouse, a child, family member, can say, hey, Afrida, Afrida. And they don't even have to be all that loud. But you say, wait a minute, hold up. Somebody just called me. Wait a minute, I recognize that voice. And you looking around and say, you know, see who just called you because you recognize that voice. And that's how it is. Amen. When we seek the Lord, we seek the Lord. We recognize his voice. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Glory be to God. Write these two scriptures down in our notes. Amen. James 4:8. It says, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. So you can't draw near to God unless you're seeking him. But God is calling you. And you notice here, beloved, it's up to you to make the first move. It didn't say, God didn't say, I'm drawing near to you. Now I want you to draw near to me. No, he says, draw nigh to God. You make the first move. And when you make the first move in seeking God, drawing closer to God, then God is going to draw close to you. And that's where our patriarchs and matriarchs got the saying, you take one step, God take two. That's where they got this from. The scripture don't say you take one, God take two, but that's what they demised out of this verse, because that's really what this verse is saying. Cleanse your hands, purify your hearts. You're double-minded. A double-minded person is not going to get nothing from God. You're just wasting your time, baby. Boo, you're wasting your time. You need to sit down somewhere and have a talk with Jesus and get your mind straight. Figure out which direction you want you going or which direction the Lord wants you to go, and then say yes and then refuse to turn around. Because if you keep swinging back and forth, up and down, in the day, out the day, to the left, to the right, see, you ain't going nowhere. You ain't going nowhere, baby. You're going to live and die just like that. A lot of the Israelites died in the wilderness, 40 years in the wilderness, a 10-day journey. They was in the wilderness for 40 years, and they died walking around in circles. A lot of them didn't exit the wilderness. Beloved, if you stay lukewarm, you're going to die walking around in circles. Nowhere close to what you could have had, nowhere close to your destiny, nowhere close to that abundant life. Amen. All of the things God had in store for you, nowhere close, because you're walking around in circles, huh? But if you become a God seeker, you don't have to worry about that, because the Spirit's not going to lead you around in circles. Y'all remember the song, here we go around in circles. The Holy Spirit ain't going to take you around in circles, baby. The Holy Spirit going to show you the way out. He's going to show you the way through the maze. He's going to show you the way, amen, through the lion's den. He's going to show you the way out of danger. He's going to show you the way, amen, glory be. He's going to take you, amen, into the two-leaved gates, and the two-leaved gates shall not be shut. Every crooked path is going to be made straight. Glory be. He's going to take you to the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. That's where the Holy Spirit is going to take you. And the devil know where the Holy Spirit going to take you. So this is why he works on your overtime, and you're not even putting up a fight. You're not even putting up a fight. If we give the devil more credit than we give God, well, let me tell you what the devil did, and let me tell you what the devil did today, and the devil. All right, you focusing on what the devil did. Let's focus on what God did already. Glory be to God. Let us focus on that. Hallelujah, and become a God seeker. Instead of this, let the devil this be a yo-yo in the devil's hand. The devil made me do it. You a liar, liar, pants on fire. A born again, but if a person is born again, the devil didn't make you do nothing. He don't have that much power. Greater is he that lives within you than he that lives in the world. If you did it, you did it because you wanted to do it. Whenever a born-again believer sin, they sin because they want to sin. Read the book of 1 John. You did it. Nah, your flesh ain't had nothing to do with it. The devil ain't had, your boyfriend ain't had nothing to do with it. You did it because you wanted to do it. And this is why Jesus said, when the enemy coming, he find nothing in me. You want to know why Jesus made that statement? That Satan found nothing in Jesus? Because there wasn't nothing there. He couldn't tempt him to sin because there wasn't no sin in there. He couldn't tempt him to have fornication with Mary Magdalene because fornication wasn't in his heart. He couldn't tempt Jesus to do nothing because, so beloved, amen, when we become a God seeker and rend our hearts and not our garments, then we allow the Holy Spirit to purge us, to make us white as snow. We allow the Holy Spirit to do that transforming inner work deep down on the inside, something on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. But God ain't gonna grab you by your neck and make it happen. You got to want to happen. Look, let me tell you something. God don't want nobody in heaven that don't want to be there. You got to want to be with Jesus. You got to want eternal life. You got to want to live holy. You got to want it, baby. Glory be to God. That's why Jesus said it's not what goes inside the man that defiles the man. It's what comes out of the man. That's why he said you can commit adultery with a person without ever touching them. Because your heart is not right. You're not a Christian in your heart. You're just a Christian on somebody's church roll. Because you get tithes. Some people don't even call it tithes. Because you know why they don't call it tithes? Because it ain't tithes. It ain't 10% or nothing. They give the Lord a little token. They call it dues. I'm going to pay my dues. Huh? And so because you pay your dues, because your name, amen, is on somebody's church roll, because you took the right hand of fellowship, so the family ain't got to worry about what church they're going to have your funeral at, glory be to God, and you think that's enough. But beloved, glory be to God, let me tell you something, it's going to be a lot of Christians in hell. How can you say that, Pastor? Because anybody can say they are Christian. You can teach your bird to say I'm a Christian. They got talking dogs out here. You can teach your dog to say I'm a Christian. Beloved, when a person is a Christian, they are Christian in their hearts. And if your heart has not been changed, if your heart has not been regenerated, if you are not a God seeker, if you have become lackadaisious and comfort in your zone of sin and devastation, beloved, you need some help. And the good news today here is God is willing. Come to Jesus. That song is not just for the unbeliever. That's for the believer. Amen, hallelujah, who's not a seeker. See, that's the difference between a carnal Christian and a spiritual Christian. You say, well, what's the difference? What's the difference? What's the difference? Amen, glory be to God. Well, the carnal Christian, beloved, who actually, according to Ephesians, have become an enemy to the cross of Christ. See, they got saved because somebody said, well, just come on and just confess Jesus. Amen. Believe in your heart. Confess with your mouth. The Lord Jesus, you shall be saved. See? And so they did that, but that's all they did. That was all I needed to do. I'm going to heaven. Nah, the devil got you, baby. He got you. You're ignorant. When you are truly born again, now you are a follower. See, the difference between a carnal Christian and a real Christian is a carnal Christian do not follow Christ. They walk in the way that seemeth right, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. They don't follow Christ. And that's why they end up getting saved every time they go to church. They keep on, they say, every time they do a salvation call, they up there. You know what? Because they need help. And that's why we got to pray for them. Beloved, when we give our life to Christ, that's the beginning of our relationship. When a woman gives birth to a baby, does she give birth to a baby and leave the baby on the doorstep? No, you're going to go to jail for that. Okay? All right. But what happens? We are born into the kingdom. That happens when you confess Jesus. Now you got to grow up. You got to seek the Lord. Enter into my gates. with thanksgiving. Enter into my courts with praise. What are you doing? You're seeking God. You can't get enough of him. Come out of this religion. These lying preachers to tell you anything if they think they're going to get a check big enough, if they think you're going to give them a donation big enough, they tell you anything. And it's blood on their hands. They're going to have to pay for that. But guess what? You are not innocent because you knew better. You knew better. See? But beloved, the question today is, are you a God seeker? The last question, the last scripture I want to leave with you, Lamentations 3:25. And it says this, the Lord is good. Come on, somebody, shout with me for a minute. The Lord is good to those who wait for him. The Lord is good to the soul who seeks him. There it is, beloved. From Genesis to Revelation, when you are a seeker, you get God's attention. When you are a God seeker, you get God's blessings. What are you seeking, beloved? And what are you seeking first? Seek first the kingdom. Oh, I'm seeking God. Yeah, you seeking God. Let me see your list. Okay, but look like he's number six on the list. Yeah, well, God knows, you know, because I got to work, and God knows, and I got to do this, and got to do it. Oh, no, yeah. I'm going to tell you what God know. God know you in error. And this word was sent today. Amen, beloved, so we can get it straight and get it right. Beloved, the Bible says if we confess and forsake our sins, then God will forgive us. If you can't say amen to this message, you can say ouch. And the good news, beloved, right now, if you ask God to forgive you, amen, for being slothful, forgive you for being carnal, forgive you. We know when we outside the will of God, well, you know, I'm in God's, you know, permissive will. No, God don't have no permissive will. God don't have a plan B. So God's going to have a plan B just in case plan A don't work. The devil is a liar. No, you're not in God's permissive will. You outside of his will. But you can step in the will. Look, when the prodigal son came to himself, amen, here this Jew was found himself in the pig's pen feeding swine. And the Bible says that Jew, that prodigal son had a conversation with himself. Some of you need to have a conversation with yourself today. And he asked himself, he said, what in the heck am I doing here? What in the heck am I doing here when in my father's house is more than enough? My servants living bigger than I am. What in the world am I doing here? Some of us need to ask ourselves the same questions. Go ahead and come on home. Amen. And guess what? When the prodigal son returned home, the father came out with outstretched hands, clean clothes, amen, royal clothes, and restored his son. God is married to the backslider, beloved. And if you're not walking with God, amen, you would, I think, I forgot exactly how the preacher said it, amen, and I have wrote it down. I don't have time to get it because we're about to close. He said, backslidden, amen, is when we are not in the place today that we were with God yesterday. That just means you stop walking. That just means you stop walking. You stop seeking God. You automatically backslide. As we end this year, 2022, amen, beloved, we want to examine ourselves, find out where we come short, ask the Holy Spirit to show us ourselves as he see us, and believe me, he's going to show you. And when he shows you, beloved, amen, hallelujah, just tell the Lord, amen, ask him to forgive you, then ask him to help you to forgive yourself. You are accepted in the beloved. God loves you just the way you are. He just loves you too much to keep you there. Will you tell the Lord yes? As we enter into this new year, beloved, will one of your new year's resolutions, amen, one of your prayers, and you're not waiting to watch night, but you want to start praying this morning, Lord, make me a seeker, a genuine seeker, a diligent seeker, diligent, seeking your will, seeking your mind, seeking your heartbeat, seeking everything, seeking your face, seeking you. And let me tell you, when you seek God, you don't have to ask God for nothing. You don't have to ask him for nothing, because he said, if you seek ye first the kingdom of God, all these things will be added unto you. You don't have to ask him for nothing. God said he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You don't have to ask him. Well, if, when you're seeking God and you get more of him, I mean, what else is there to need? He is everything. Every good and perfect gift coming from above, he is everything. He is your health. He is your wealth. He is everything. Amen. Amen. God is a rewarder of all those who diligently seek him. Are you a seeker? Amen. Are you a seeker? Father God, forgive us for coming short. Father God, the truth of the matter is we've been seeking the eagle, seeking the dollar, seeking the position, seeking this, seeking that, seeking this, seeking that, seeking everything else, and not seeking you first, not seeking your kingdom first, not seeking your righteousness. God, forgive us for getting off balance, off course. Forgive us, Father. Forgive us. This day, we confess every sin of omission and commission. We are godly sorry. We are godly sorry, Father, that we allowed the devil to bamboozle us. We've been hoodwinked, led amok, and astray. And we thank you for opening the eyes of our understanding through this message on today, Father. And we say from this moment here, all we want is you. All we want is you and more of you. That's all we want. Because, God, if we have you, then we have everything else there is. Everything comes with you. You are the package deal. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. You are the package deal, Father. Forgive us for shifting our focus. But we're back today, and we ask that you would help us to stay here and draw closer and closer and closer. You said, blessed is he who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for he shall be filled. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Thank God for the word. Thank God for the word. Thank God for the word. Okay, today we will, amen, be at the altar of prayer at 12 o'clock noon. No Bible study tonight and for the next 2 weeks. We're on a little sabbatical. We'll be back in January, the second Wednesday in January. We'll let everybody know. Amen. So come on and meet us at the altar of prayer. Amen. On Wednesday. Hey. All right. Looking forward to our Christmas fellowship, a holiday fellowship. Amen. On Saturday, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And to God be praised. Remember, amen, if you change your mind about going, please be kind enough and let us know as soon as possible so we can, you know what I mean, the seats are already paid for. Amen. So just please be courteous. Amen. If for some reason you can't make it. All right. So thank you. Amen. And to God be praised. All right. Father God, we say thank you. We bless you for the word. Your word will never return into you void, but it will always accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do. And we say thank you, Father. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. We ask that you would cancel bad news, cancel tears, cancel sorrow, cancel premature death, accidents, incidents, and calamities, that it will not take root, it will not prosper, and it will not come to pass. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. I love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. Everybody have a good day, a blessed day, a marvelous day. Lord's willing, we'll be back tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock on social media at the morning altar and back here. Amen. At the breakfast table at 6. Amen. God bless you. Love you. Amen. And walk in the blessing, because the blessing of the Lord is here and is guaranteed to the seeker. The seeker, amen, shall be overcome and overtaken with the blessing. God bless you.
Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Oh, come, let us adore.